making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba, over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
in the school setting,
First of all, it's kind of small and intimate, and it's a powwow fundraiser for a really important issue like the American Indian Cancer Foundation. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I don't think any of us don't have somebody close or know somebody that has passed away from cancer. My eldest sister, who was honestly, like my, she was in a lot of ways more of a mother to me than my own mother was. Hmm. Passed away from brain cancer very quickly. I mean, just very quickly, and it rocked my whole family to our core because she was such a kind person and a gentle person. She was the kind of person you could go to and, like, literally spill your guts. And it's not like she was trying to boss you around or tell you what to do, but she would help you kind of sort things out. I had some trauma when I was in high school, and she got me through it and never told anybody. I mean, it was our secret for decades and decades and decades. And she actually, like, took it to her grave.
Wow.
That was the kind of person that she was. And so when we look at how we can support not only our cancer patients and the people that are living with cancer, but their families and their community that miss them. And this one is, again, for the American Cancer Society. It starts at 1 p.m. tomorrow, and it's at the base camp facility, kind of over by the airport by Fort Snelling.
Mm-hmm.
So the grand entry's at 1, and it goes until there's a feast at 6:30. So stay for dinner. And there's a silent auction. They have a rock climbing wall for folks. There'll be opportunities to play lacrosse. Oh. Lots of healthy vendors there to talk about how to, take care of yourself and your family. And so, yeah, it's just going to be a really, really nice day.
You know, in years past, too, we did a live broadcast there, too, and I got to meet. I think that's one of the first times I met the governor, and I think it was before he was governor, I think. Peggy were there running, and Peggy will probably show up too. She does And it's just a, you know, we talk about community, and it's just an important, and everyone's invited to powwows. It's just, you know, there's a few rules that we like to talk about. Don't take pictures of people without asking. And, you know, I was at the Mankato powwow, and it was fun because I saw some people ask, looked like a brother and sister, if they could take their picture, and they were like, you know, not only happy they asked, but, you know, kind of proud that they asked.
Yeah. There is protocol, but I think the best thing is to come, be respectful, and then, you know, find the people who are maybe in charge or who look like they're in charge, and just ask the question, because I think nobody is ever going to get mad for asking a really good question.
And to State Senator, when we talk about vendors, as you know, Native Roots Trading Post is at a lot of these kind of things. If they're selling it there, that means you can wear it no matter who you are.
Earrings,
t-shirts, art. Definitely come and support those vendors, because you know, it's legitimate, real Native art.
Yeah, that's a really good point to make. I think folks are always worried about, like, culturally appropriating if I wear these earrings, or if I wear a shirt, or, you know, if I...
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. United Auto Workers expand their strike against GM and Stellantis, but spare Ford this time because it has met some of the union's demands. On the picket line in Colorado...
Time for us to be treated fairly. We have been far too long with the tier system where everybody's doing the same job, but yet people make different wage amounts. It's high time we all make the same amount of money for doing the same amount of work.
Tropical storm Ophelia heads toward North Carolina. Weather Channel meteorologist Chris Bruin.
From the Carolinas all the way up through Long Island, we're going to have huge waves at the beaches, coastal flooding, storm surge, and the risk for flash flooding.
Democratic Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey says he won't resign after being accused of using his foreign affairs influence to help Egypt in return for bribes. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
The evidence here is that Senator Menendez enriched himself, made decisions not for the public good, but for the private good, meaning his bank account.
CBS News Brief. I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball.
The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens.
Today, I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend Truman McGee.
From an environmentally friendly perspective, The fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I'm a cereal strawberry abuser. If you're a fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart, because I will let you die.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit Ready.
With the full menu until midnight, more at nightingalempls.com.
Hey, it's Tom. Since 2009, All Energy Solar has been providing solar energy solutions to customers. With fully licensed electricians and installers, you can be sure that your solar installation will go smoothly. The team at All Energy Solar understands that every customer is unique. They'll take the time to survey and understand your property to find a solar solution that works for you. One of the biggest advantages of going solar is the opportunity to take advantage of the many solar incentives available. But it can often be confusing to know what you're qualified for. All Energy Solar professionals will help you find out what savings you can apply for and even help with your applications. This is especially important since many rebate programs have limited capacity and are first come, first serve. So it's important to have a professional on your side who will make sure you get every eligible rebate. Get a free no obligation assessment from All Energy Solar's commercial solar specialists by calling 800-620-3370 or visit allenergysolar.com.
With a look at your AM 950 weather, I'm Patrick Lilia. Showers and storms possible tonight with a low of 65. More rain and storms expected on Saturday with a high of 76. Scotch Mama's Hot Barbecue offers a huge taste of selections like baby back ribs and pulled pork sandwiches out of a little place. Scotch Mama's is located off of West Diamond Lake Road in South Minneapolis. Visit their website at scotchamamas.com.
Hi, this is Representative Sharice Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I am your host, Robert Pilot, and I'm here with Haley Cherry, and also State Senator Mary Kunish, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio's Friday edition with State Senator.
Yes, this portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, State Senator, we were kind of ending, in that last segment went really quick, and we were kind of ending talking about statistics in Native Americans and with cancer, and I know it's insane. And you talked about your oldest sister, which, you know, how many times have we heard where people have been diagnosed and they leave us so quick?
I know. It's really hard. Mm. You know, you don't have the time or the opportunity to say all the things that you wanted to see, because by the time she was diagnosed, she was already, incapacitated at some level. And it's really tough. And, you know, I think as we look to the future for our for Indian country, we have to make sure that we're creating really healthy communities going forward. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you watched the Res Dog episode before this week's one, when the elder, when they busted him out of the institution, and they're talking about elders and how important elders are to the community. Mm-hmm. And so we want people to live longer and healthier, but we also want to keep our elders around so they can pass down the wisdom and their experience and, you know, the generational support that we all depend on. So.
Yeah. That last Res Dogs too. And I know a lot of you haven't watched the Reservation Dogs, and its last show, I think, is next week. So I think they had 10 episodes this year.
Oh, I don't want it to end.
Well, what's interesting too, and I don't want to like confuse the conversation here, but it sounds like that they're getting close to ending the writers strike and actors strike here. And that would be awesome, because we'd love to get Bobby Wilson and Dallas Goldtooth on again and talk about the series. And it's hard for them to talk about it and promote something, especially when they're on strike. So we haven't had those guys on. But the last show was really interesting too. It's an emotional show, and Ethan Hawke was on there, which was amazing. He played one of the characters' father that she never knew. And I was crying during that one, because I've had similar experiences with my Hinu and Weeha, and so it's a thing that's needed, and hopefully what we're going to have is some spinoffs from the show. And also, I know Sterling Harjo has produced that Basketball Diaries, I believe it's called, the Native basketball thing. And so that's going to be on Netflix very soon too. So there's still more to come from those guys, but I'm going to miss these characters.
Oh, 100%. And characters they are. I mean, oh my gosh. And you can almost see, you know, somebody you know that's just like that. You know, it's if it's your own auntie or uncle or, you know, somebody else in the community, you're like, oh my God, they nailed it there. So, I always hate it when these really good series come to an end. And I've been watching, what's the other one?
Dark Winds?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so crazy that actor plays totally different. He's a police officer in both of these shows, but totally different person. I mean, 150% opposites, you know? And he plays them both so incredibly well. That guy needs some kind of unique special award.
Well, State Senator Mary Kunitz, do you remember Rihanna Yazzie of New Native Theater?
Yeah.
She wrote the first show to that episode.
Oh.
The first episode of that show. How did I say that backwards?
But it's based on...
on a book. The first year was based on that book, and I think they've kind of gone a little further from the Dark Winds book, because I think they did the whole season, or the whole book in the first season is what I heard, and then it's just kind of spun off. And then they also got renewed for a third season.
Yeah. Have you, so it was based on one of the Tony Hillerman books.
Right.
Have you read any of his books?
No, but I know you have, because you're a reader.
Yes. Yes. They are really good. The main character is a character, Jim Chi. And, he's the, you know, it sort of reminds me of the Native American Longmire. Did you ever watch Longmire series?
No, I didn't.
Oh, that would be another really good one to watch. But that takes place, I think, in Montana. And it's a white sheriff. But he has to work with the tribal members. Anyways, so, the book, the author, Tony Hillerman, does these really great police mystery kind of things. And I think it's... I think they did a really good job of incorporating some of those, the book and the characters in there. So I would like to see that one continue as well.
Hey, we should get some sort of party or screening for the movie coming up with
Killers of the Flower Moon.
Yes, thank you.
That's coming up the
20th. So we should rent out a movie theater and have some sort of party here in the next, figure that out in the next month, because the more I read about that, and I'm rereading the book, which is insane, and reading the interviews, and then also hearing at cons that they had almost a 45-minute standing ovation after the movie was shown for the first time.
Wow.
I'm excited, and I'm really excited too, because I read an article about, interviewing what's his name, the help me out here, Haley, who's the main actor,
oh,
Leonardo DiCaprio, and you can sense this, and I'm sure you read the book too, that came out in 2018 with the same title, is that it became more FBI centered in the book about how they were going to crack this case. And when they were doing a read through, Leonardo told Martin Scorsese that this should be about the Indians and not the FBI. And so it really flipped and changed. So that's exciting to hear that, but also exciting to hear that our story will be told by native actors as opposed to, you know, dancing with Kevin Costner or something like that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to this one coming out as well. It was just a riveting book.
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't put it down.
True story.
I know. 100% true story. And, you know, that happened, you know, with that community, but you want to start to look around and see where else did that happen, where there was a very intentional infiltration and then annihilation of Native folks that should have been receiving the royalties or the revenue from mineral rights or land rights or water rights or whatever it is. And through the conniving of, you know, the non-natives, they lost everything and probably ended up losing their lives as well. So,
right. Well, and the interesting scenario too is that, you know, it was a big cover up. Happened in 1921. The FBI came in 25, and they were a brand new agency. And it just went deep, and people were being poisoned, murdered. And what I thought was interesting is one of the interviews that they had after Cons was that when they were shooting this, Mary, George Floyd happened. When they were shooting this, it came out about Black Wall Street, all these historical things that nobody was taught in school or very few people knew about were exploding at this time in history and during their shooting of this movie.
Yeah, it was, I mean, there's a real, I hate to say awakening because then people will connect that to being woke.
We're woke
but there
here.
Is, yeah, I mean, there's been a great awakening around the misjustice, especially around economics, around housing, mm-hmm. around medical care, to non-white communities, you know, in this great nation of the United States. And mm-hmm. we have to, you know, continue to work on that and talk about it and educate people and then make the really good positive changes that we need to.
Well, we were a nation or nations of 45 to 100 million people that were annihilated off this this land. And we had our own economics. We had our own, you know, chiefs and, you know, different people that worked in different ways in their tribes. We had it going on here, but we didn't expect people to come like they did, and thousands and thousands and thousands of people running over the land. And so we're resilient. We're still here, and we're the last, I want to say race, but we're the last peoples to really not be colonized. And, you know, we can talk about the Irish, and which I'm part of, and talk about other races that were feeling about Mother Earth and Father Sky the same we were. They've just been colonized longer, and we're still fighting it here as Native Americans.
Yeah. It's we're not done yet. We're not done fighting. We're not done insisting that we get back what we're due, but also to ensure that, you know, when it comes to taking care of Winshimaka, the Mother Earth, that we're making sure that we're doing it in the best way possible. And a lot of that is getting back to the ways of our ancestors. And for a lot of people, they don't see that as progress, but I think we can do it.
Yeah. And with your help and the help that you've been given, and a lot of our allies and friends in our communities that have been really pulling for us, the next seven generations is who we're thinking of. So, yep. Again, hey, thanks so much, State Senator. It's always a pleasure to have a conversation with you, and it's always fun and stimulating. Up next, we got Wendy with our Sacred Animal section. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. I'm Woke. Oh.
Minnesotans age 65 plus might qualify for Health Partners Minnesota Senior Health Options. The plan includes personal support, coverage for medical prescription drugs and dental, plus over 30 extra benefits. Eligibility information is available at healthpartners.com/oneplan. Health Partners is a health plan that contracts with both Medicare and the Minnesota Medical Assistance Medicaid program to provide benefits of both programs to enrollees. Enrollment in Health Partners depends on contract renewal.
Bonjour, hello. My name is Wabin. I am an enrolled member of the White Earth Nation, descendant of the Navajo Nation, and co-chair of the Indigenous Employee Resource Group with the Minnesota Department of Transportation. MnDOT is hiring for a variety of positions from road maintenance to accounting and more. We offer great benefits. For more information or to set up a one-on-one resume and application assistance, visit mn.gov/careers or you can text or call 612-257-2388. 612-257-2388.
Fall is here and it's the season of changes. But you know what doesn't change? The fun and excitement at the National Eagle Center in Wabasha. Pack up the family for a perfect day trip and take a drive to Wabasha to join the celebration during their Soar Fall Flight Festival happening September 23rd and 24th. They're highlighting fall migration along the Mississippi River Flyway and celebrating Native American cultures and their connections to eagles. You'll meet the live eagle ambassadors, catch an exciting program in the beautiful Riverfront Amphitheater, and enjoy a front row seat to fall migration. You can explore Native and Indigenous cultures by visiting the exhibitor booths from Effigy Mounds National Monument, Indigenous artist Inkpa Manny, and Native American craftsman Dick Mindykowski. Plus, meet live birds from the Midwest Peregrine Society. Register for an unforgettable eagle viewing trip or behind-the-scenes experience and enjoy seasonal arts and crafts for all ages. It's a fall party with the Eagles, and you're invited. Get all the details online at nationaleaglecenter.org/soar and schedule your eagle fun today.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations. How? Hey, next up, we got Wendy Pilot with Sacred Animals Fun Fact Friday. Go ahead, take it away, Wendy.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Haley. Hey, everybody. My name is Hanajihihani. That means cares for them. I was given that name by my Dega, Curtis. Curtis goes by Mashke Hanajinga, which means walks on white clouds. I'm a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and I work on animal issues on the local and state level, and it's always my pleasure to do that. Today's Friday, so it's always Fun Fact Friday. We have some good information I would like to share with everybody. And you might not want to hear this, but now that it's getting colder, you're going to see an influx of spiders in your house. I know, it's gross, right? A lot of these fellers are wolf spiders. Yeah, wolf spider. Before mindlessly killing these babies, please consider letting them be, or at the very least, capturing them and releasing them elsewhere. And this is why you should do that. Wolf spiders are ground hunters. So while they are fast and have fabulous eyesight, they usually stay hidden from your view and don't spin any webs. They eat all bugs considered pests like crickets, other spiders, mealworms, centipedes, ants, flies, etc. They are very curious, but very gentle, and they make great pets, if you're into that kind of thing, because they rarely bite unless they're extremely scared or hurt. There's scientific research on how their ground silk is helping to slow down global warming. So they are beneficial for not just your own home, but the entire ecosystem. So
I know that it's creepy and crawly, and it's really scary to have spiders in your house. Robert and I have spiders in our house. We have a couple of spiders that are on the staircase up in the corner. So they just live there. They're not wolf spiders. They're different spiders. But they just live there. I don't, you know, sweep them or vacuum them up. I just leave them, and they catch other bugs. So, and if there are not other bugs in your house, they're going to leave. They're going to move on, right? They're going to go somewhere else where they can get the centipedes and all the other stuff that you don't like. Do you want to see more fireflies? I remember when I was a kid, they were always fireflies. We used to call them lightning bugs. But we used to love these things. We just run around in the backyard, and there was like thousands of them. I hardly see any anymore. And it's sad. But this is what you have to do. If you want to see more fireflies, you have to leave the leaves. So firefly larvae spend the first 2 years of their lives underground and in fallen leaves. And even if you don't want to have leaves all over your yard, you could have a wild area, just a little wild area. So if you must tidy up your leaves, just rake them gently into your wild area. And this is where even bumblebees and other bees hibernate under these leaves. So do that, and we could see more fireflies. Hey, Halloween's coming up. Don't throw away your pumpkins. Find woods near you and smash them open for the wildlife to eat. Pumpkin is safe for wildlife, and I did not know this, the seeds are a natural dewormer. And you're recycling, right? So it's a win-win. Love that. I usually take our pumpkins. Well, I leave pumpkins out on the front stoop, and somebody always gets them. It's usually the squirrels that are chewing them up, but I just leave them out there. But yeah, crack them open and let the wildlife eat them. Hey, there are reasons to adopt two kittens instead of just one. You'll have fewer behavioral issues with two kittens. Bringing home two kittens can relax. You can relax knowing that they have a 24/7 play partner. They'll never be lonely, and having a pal with help your kitten settle into their new home. And the best part is you will be saving two lives instead of one. And we have done that in the past. Robert and I have went to adoption centers. And Robert wanted this white cat, and I said, okay, that's great, but we have to get this other cat, Princess. Well, she wasn't Princess at the time. I don't even know. Oh, yeah, it was her name. She came with that name, Princess. And she was there the longest, and she stayed in the back of the cage with her face in the back, and she wouldn't look at anybody. So no one was going to take her. She was there the longest, and I just said, you know what? Let's take this beautiful white cat that's very friendly, very outgoing, and everybody loves. And let's also take this cat that's never going to get adopted. And we did. They ended up being best buddies. And they were both of the two best cats we've ever had, honestly. And then later on, I think a year later, I went back to the same spot and I saw Lucy and I picked her up. So bumblebees. Let's talk about bumblebees for a second here. Bumblebee queens spend their winter just below ground under leaf litter, right? We were just talking about this. In the spring, they'll emerge and dig a burrow to make a new home and lay their eggs. Protect bumblebees by leaving leaf litter and debris in place until the late spring. Now, depending on how your spring pops up and the temperatures change, we always do a no-mow May. So we don't do any cleaning or raking or sweeping, anything until June 1st. And that really gives all our insects and pollinators a chance to live, right? So just some friendly reminders to do that. And just another reminder, I talked about this not too long ago, But birds are migrating right now. Songbirds are migrating right now. So they generally migrate from September 6th through October 6th. And what happens is all the light pollution really gets them confused and they don't know where to go. So 2/3 of all songbirds migrate at night, and light pollution can cause them to become confused. So Tracy Avery encourages everyone to turn off all unnecessary lights. If this is not an option, use warm white or yellow colored light bulbs. Shield your light bulbs to direct light down, and install motion sensors. If working indoors, it might and close the drapes too. So we need to help our songbirds. They have till October 6th or so. They're still migrating out there. So you want to shut those lights off, and it'll save electricity too. And you're
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.